Last time you threw the what's name? No, you threw us the curve last time. It was the usual suspects moment. You know what I'm saying? Like the,
it was
a Kaiser Soze moment. We were going one direction. You go, oh, by the way, right? I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you. Yeah, no, Talmud is what I was talking about. Remember that move?
All right. All right. Dropped the bomb at the end.
You dropped the bomb at the end. We were fighting over anything that you learned. The Nesiva Shalom point was the thought. Right. So I guess where we ended last week was, I guess there's two things we have to think about. Number one is the practical implications of this. Yegia, we spoke about Yegia being also the kavana going into something to get the or, versus you could be learning it stam. And I think this, I'm getting confused also with this in Tuesday night show. So we can be overlapping there.
Yeah,
which probably it's intentional. We spoke about, is everything going to give you a certain or you had said at the end of last time, like the Gemara and Zohar has a unique or that's hidden that is different.
Right.
And I guess what we're up to right now is really the practical implications of Yegia. Right?
How do we practical.
Tachlis.
Nice. I also want to welcome Yossi Rosenfeld. Shkach Yossi. Yeah. So, like we said, and we spoke about on Tuesday night as well, that there's two parts of Limud HaTorah. There's the Seichel, and there's the Neshama. And the MS is that Torah itself is an or. Torah is a hasaga. What separates Torah from all chachmas is that chachmas of the world, first of all, they're all yonic from Torah, which is what me and you will discuss on the Tuesday night show. Maybe we'll talk about it now briefly. But Torah is a chachma, but it's much higher than a chachma, because to understand chachma, one uses the mind to understand chachma. Torah is an or. And it's really fascinating that although many things are said over, like Bederach Drush, like you would have to open up a Zayar or a Medrash or a Gemara to touch up different Mashalim as to like what things are. The fact that Torah is or is a pasuk in Mishlei, right? Ki ner mitzvah v'Torah or. And if Shlomo Melech is saying that straight, that's what it is. That's like the Pashup Shat. Torah is an or. And the fact that Torah is an or means that the Ikar Limud HaTorah belongs in Olam Haba. That's why Schar Talmid HaChachamim is Torah. The world of the Talmid HaChacham is Olam Haba. Ayin L'Ra'ah Salakim Zul HaSecha, Chazal say. Torah and Olam Haba are synonymous, and that's why the Gemara says, and this is really applies to Yegi and Torah, that Hashem, there's three matanas that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives, Ayidi Yisurin. This is Brachas Shal. Right? Olam Haba, Eretz Yisrael, and Torah. The Yisurin Shal Torah. The Yisurin to be Zeichet the Torah is that, and as I think as the Maral explains it, is that these three things are all connected to Olam Haba. These are things which are Lamalim and Hamakam, Lamalim and Azman. And so therefore, the more that a person has a yeshus in this world that is connected to Olam Hazeh, he's mufrad and he's mufrash from these three things. And what Yisurin means is that it means that a person isn't margish so much of his makum in this world. It's something which belongs to a kayach nelam in a person. Which is like, we say every once in a while that there's yeshiva be'eretz Yisrael and there's like yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. There's many people who are living in Eretz Yisrael but in the chitzonis of Eretz Yisrael. Not in the primis of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, although it can be very confusing for many, but it's true, certainly I'll be primis, that there's an Indian called, like we speak about primis to chitzonis, chitzonis to primis. There's an Eretz Yisrael of Chutz Laretz and there's a Chutz Laretz of Eretz Yisrael. And that's mukhach from the fact that Chazal tell us that la'asadavo, there will be a hispashtus of Eretz Yisrael b'cholal. That the borders of Eretz Yisrael will be redefined and Chutz Laretz will now be Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim will be the entire Eretz Yisrael. And the Beis HaMikdash will span the entire city of Yerushalayim. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be koivish the world. With the Kedusha will be koivish the Tumah and Chutz Laretz. And that will be in Zmanim too. That there will be a kibush, the Kedusha of the Zmanim. That right now, there's a certain tzimtzum that Shabbos has to occupy, the Yom Tovim have to occupy, but we know, Yom Shukud HaShabbos Avinu Chalachai Elamim. That there's going to be a kibush that Yaakov will have over Esav. Esav was given Olam Hazeh, Yaakov was given Olam Haba. But Yaakov took the better choice because eventually Olam Haba will be Kovish Olam Hazeh. And that manifests itself on every level, time and in place and in matter and in people, person. There will be a big Kivush. Right now the Sitracha in the world is making a very big attempt to make one last stand against the Kedusha before HaKadosh Baruch Hu unlocks our gunas and it's Kovish then. They're Margish then. So coming back to Yegiya, the fact that Torah is Or, so the Yisurin to be Zoyche to the Or Yoshal Torah is not limited to how much a person is Miyageya in front of a Sefer. Because how much a person that he bends himself over and he bangs his head against the Sefer and he's delving into a deeper Pchayim and so on, that's Torah as it's Doime to other Chachmas. And the fact that a person is miyageya and Torah in that way, much more than he would be miyageya in a science lab, or in a history, or in, you know, achveis, whatever other limit it is, that demonstrates a certain mesiras nefesh and chavivus for Torah. To be zeichet to the seichel of Torah, which is what we spoke about Tuesday night, the aspect of Torah called l'havon l'haskil l'shmoya l'imod l'lamin l'shvulas l'kai. But the oro shel Torah, which is a hasagas haTorah mitzad the neshama, is much broader than Yigiyah in front of the Sefer. And that's why it answers the Kasha that the Gemara says, you're Zeichet to Torah with Yisurin. You're Zeichet to Torah be Yisurin. I mean, you're Zeichet to Torah be Yisurin. Why shouldn't say Yigiyah? No, but the fact that a person goes through life and he has Yisurin, and Yisurin means, let's say, like Shmiras Habris and so on, the Yisurin that a person has to go through in his life, not even in front of the Sefer, but when he goes through those Yisurin, he thinks to himself, aha, these are Yisurin, what's called Yisurin Shel Ava. Now I could be Zeichet to bigger Hasagas and Tyre.
What Yisurin are you going through?
Yeah.
What Yisurin are you going through?
Whatever the Yisurin a person is going through, if he's Makabalit in a way that is called Yisurin Shel Ava, now that I know these Yisurin will be Machshemi to have a Hasag and Tyre, that's Bechlal Yigi and Tyre. So therefore, when it comes to the Guf Shel Torah, the Seichel Shel Torah, it's very limited. It's by the Sefer, because that's Torah as it's Doma to other Chachmas, because Torah is a Chachma too. And you can learn Torah like you learn other Chachmas, but that's not real Torah. Real Torah is a Hasaga, which is the Neshama has, which is what we said is called the Harei Neinu B'Sar HaSecha. Gal Einai V'Abita Niflos Mitar HaSecha, that the Neshama has a Hasaga in Torah. That's true Livan HaTorah, and it has nothing to do with sitting in front of a Sefer. Nothing to do with sitting in front of a Sefer.
Why is it called Torah?
Hmm?
Why is it called Torah?
Because it's a Hasag and a Lukas. Meaning, Torah is not limited to a Sefer, because if it was, what's this thing called Torah Shabbat Peh? Rubo Shal Torah is Torah Shabbat Peh. Nothing to do with the Sefer. The fact that we have so many Sfarim is because Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said, Eis Lassos Hashem Yifei Torah Secha. So all the Sfarim in this room are big B'diyavit. There should only be one written Torah that's called Torah Shebichsav. Everything else should be learned Be'al Peh. So when do you think a person is learning? When is he supposed to learn? The Torah tells you what he's supposed to learn. If Torah was a Chachma like anything else, the Torah should say, what do you mean? Sit down in front of a Sefer. Who said anything about going to sleep and Vidibar Tobam like that? Who said anything about that?
Last week.
Last week. We're talking about R. R is infinite. This has to be, right?
Oh, so you're being masking. I thought it was Kasha coming from the left.
Like crazy. I'm being masking. I opened with this last week.
Right.
It has to be.
Really small.
What Scumma. I'm struggling with and what we're sort of dancing around is trying to understand what that means, right?
Oh.
What does that mean?
Okay, so that's why you're having a hard time because we're talking about neshama and I'm talking about seichel. The seichel is a keli of the guf, whereas the neshama is the koyach halimud of the neshama is the neshama dika thing. So the question is, I'm a gufniyistik person. How am I supposed to be seichel to neshama dika asagas? Okay, that's a very good question, but there's a criticism first.
Yeah, last week I opened with a whole monologue. Attempt. It was more, yeah, it's more than a monologue even. It was an attempt to defend the balabas.
Soliloquy.
It was an entire approach to say that the guy out there who's struggling to make sure he's maintaining a kosher lifestyle in the world, and that could give him, and the response from the top was, nah, I'll take the guy out of the base medrash. No, don't, you got to be in the base medrash studying. So how does that stem with this?
Oh, I love this question.
The
thing is like this. How is a person supposed to live a life if he doesn't engross himself in the Beis Medrash first? I mean, a person has to become totally saturated with Torah in order to be zayich to v'lech t'cha v'derech. It doesn't just happen. Why does the Melch say shifti b'beis Hashem koy mechai?
That's
yeah, a person has a kfiyas itim l'Torah, that kfiyas itim allows him to have many itim l'Torah. But unless a person dedicates himself in a way first that in today's world that he's sitting and he's schwitzing over a sefer, that he's koni yedias in Torah, that he's koni a masechta and mishnayas al kopanim or whatever it is, how can he be v'lech t'cha v'derech? Like a person, not that he doesn't have what to learn, he can. It's possible that a person can walk and he can think and he can be misboinen in alakos v'chule v'chule, but it doesn't just happen unless a person spends time, years in yeshiva and learning. I mean, it's not common.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that it's an ebb and a flow. You're saying you have to be shakur in the Beis Medrash, so that you have the ability to go out, and then if there is yisurim, you can have the perspective that is critical.
Even if it's not that a person, for the balabas, you would say a little bit different. Even if you can't spend rov your day in the Beis Medrash, if your perspective is that when I'm in the Beis Medrash, that's my ikker, and you're looking forward to being in the Beis Medrash, so you're kona already the mida of what it takes to be zeiche, hopefully, tasagis and alukos.
Makes sense. I hear that.
But that doesn't answer the question what Charlie brought up last week, it's still not yigia when you're in your office, and when Charlie was discussing going through back and forth, is this mutter? Is this it's still not?
So let's be very straight. The fact that a Jew has to sit in an office and have to work is a big b'di'evit, and I'll prove it to you. Because if you want to know what's the chatchil and what's b'di'evit, you have to look at what's happening l'olam haba. What's happening l'olam haba? Even though you'll tell me Rabbi Shmuel and Rishon Vayochai, Rabbi Shmuel says, you know, this is the Derech Eretz. I mean, it's Derech Eretz, which means it's minig d'inshi. It's what people do. You can't Rabbi Shimon. Come on, you can't expect everybody to be like Rabbi Shimon. You can't expect everybody to be like you. Rabbi Shimon was living in Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. If you were to ask Rabbi Shimon, is that lechatchila? He would say yes, because that's what's coming to us. Meaning, what's lechatchila is Gan Eden. Every Jew should be in the Gan Eden. Okay, so we've been expelled from the Gan Eden. Okay, but Hashem wants everybody to come back to the Gan Eden.
Yeah, if you go with that approach, then the Gan Eden, in Gan Eden, Adam's initial mitzvahs, whatever you want to call them, was La'avdecha L'Shem.
Right, it wasn't running all day.
Okay, so La'avdecha L'Shamra, Pipshat means that he has to work in the Gan. But Chazal darsh in it that it means learning Torah, davening, mitzvah saseh, mitzvah sloy saseh. That's how it's darshan, because there really wasn't much work to do in the Gan. Everything was already made. You know, first of all, we explained last week that Gan Eden means that there was the Gan and there was Eden. And according to the Yaakov Ruvain, which Shaul knows now.
So, I ended all my time.
There was the Gan and there was Eden. And one of those Mekarmas, I forget which one it was, I think it was the Eden. Eden is the place that was like the Beis Medrash and the Beis Knesset of Adam HaRishon. That's where he spent his Zikr time. There was the Gan and there was Eden. There was like his Olam Hazeh, and there was his Olam Haba. But David says, "Shifti beveis Hashem koyim echayah." That's the place I want to be. So even though David with Melech was in working, he had to be the Melech. He had to run a country. But the Medrash says in Megan Parshat Pechukosai, "Raglam eviyus esil beveis Medrash beveis Knesses." Every time I start going to the Beis Hamalchus, my legs are taking me back to the Beis Medrash and the Beis Knesses. So it doesn't have to be literally. It just means that David Melech was always going to the Beis Medrash, meaning that he was a Rangentong in Hasagas of Elokos.
All the non-learning that you taught, all the non-learning Torah, what you're saying is really b'di'evit, because l'chatchila you should be learning. But okay, when you're going to work, so you have these aura that you tap into.
Yeah.
You just said that it's a higher level.
Right, that's a good question. However, everybody will have his line, the line of demarcation of what's l'chatchila b'di'evit. There will always be a place where a person will look at his life and say, this thing which I have to work on, that's b'di'evit. And something else is l'chatchila. And I'm always trying to be pushing the l'chatchila into the realm of b'di'evit. Now, listen, a person can reach a level where it makes no difference whether he's sitting in the Beis Medrash or he's involved in Ma'asu Matan, that he's still in a world of l'chatchila, because he's having Hasagas of Elokos wherever he goes. I mean, that's a very, very high madriga for a person to be zeichet to. That what? You could say that was Chanoch, perhaps. Yeah, they were able to bring both worlds together. So for us, we created the concept called Kolel, and it would be very difficult for us in a world like this to be zeichet to such madrigas. We have to know what we're capable of, and always to strive for the ultimate, and to be trying to move forward in lechatchila to conquer the bidyavid. But we know that we're in a world where there's a big hisnagdus to that, and a person has to be molded to the bidyavids in his life. Absolutely. But for each person, it'll be slightly different. Based
works
on
well with my definition of igia.
Which was what again?
Which was focus. Like, where's your head? Like, what's occupying your mind by default? Mm-hmm. Are you defaulting to thoughts of Torah and thoughts about Hashem?
Right.
Or are you defaulting to Narishkeit?
I happen to like what you're saying, if I can just throw something out. You know, it reminds me of the Medrash on, if it's a Medrash or not, when Esther Malka.
It's Yaakov
Rabin. It's Yaakov Rabin. It's an Esther Malka when she would talk to Achashverosh, and she would say Hamelech, and she's really talking to the Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Yeah.
But he would think she's talking to me, but she was really asking the Melech, so she was like going through Achashverosh the Yabishter.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if this a little bit maybe is what we're getting at, which is the focus, the yagia, the Torah. When you fill your life up with Torah in the Beis Medrash and you go out into the world, you're really reaching past the... It's not just that like you're saying, okay, do I go here or do... Like, what's the halacha? Can I eat this? Do I make one bracha, two brachas? Like this? It's deeper than that. It's that the Torah is providing a perspective that the thing that is in front of you isn't a material existence that needs halacha to navigate through. It is a spiritual existence that is just manifesting itself in a world outside the Beis Medrash. So just like you're in a Beis Medrash, hocking over whether or not, you know, the shore, you owe money because he breaks the pots on this in the road, you're out there just living a more tangible life, but it's really, you're in a way, you're looking past the physical and you're living in a world of spiritual.
Right. That's true. I want to push that a little bit further. That's absolutely true. There's two toalises which come from, let's say, learning Baba Kama, you know, Hamach L'Shar B'Chamar. Like, why do I need to know that? So one aspect of that is as follows, is that, as we said, and what Shaul's touching on, is that halacha, and what the musag of halacha is that halacha is a halicha with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. When a person is thinking in halacha, he's thinking about how Kadosh Baruch Hu is with him in his life all the time, and he's dictating what I do. It shows a person's avdus to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why the very first halacha on Shulchan Aruch is Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samir. As soon as you wake up in the morning, Shivisi Hashem, and that's the first halacha on Shulchan Aruch, because that's really the halacha which governs all halacha, which is that halacha means take Hashem with you wherever you go, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samir. And therefore, whatever a person is learning, the halachic application of what he's learning is a revelation of Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samir. Even if it doesn't go up so often, the fact that a person has the mindset that Lu Yitzura was a Dayon, and I have to pasken Hamach L'Shar B'Chamor, that mindset that a person has, that the Ibishter is dictating how everything which I do in my life runs through him and how he wants it to be done, that Shibud itself, that mindset, is in itself the Iker aspect of what Halacha requires of a person. The avodas to Kadosh Baruch Hu.
But wouldn't you say that everybody is that way? The difference between people is the amount of avoda they have to do in order to expose it. In other words, by definition, because we're Yidden, that's who we are. But
I think we've had this conversation, and there's a theme which I'm noticing, Kayan, is that whenever we talk about like. You bring every off Klai's one to
every single time.
Your Ayin Tova. Yeah, your Ayin Tova.
Come closer.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
That's right. You mess with Klai Israel and it comes after you.
That's the reason why we're supposed to sit in the Beis HaMedrash, right?
Totally true.
The idea is that when you're outside the Beis HaMedrash, it's not that you're thinking about if I'm a Dayan, I have to do X, Y, and Z. It's not even about the idea of that when I'm going to sit down to eat something, do I make one bracha or two? It's like the idea of that nothing I can do in my life can be without, you know, thinking of their body. So without making a bracha.
We're talking about for the rest of us.
What?
For the rest of
it's
us.
But true. This is. But that's what. We're, that's why
yeah.
we. Hear, but look,
yeah, yeah,
the rest
absolutely.
Of us are here on an Erev Shabbos at 1:30. That's.
It's not going to work. He's
with the wrong guy. Yeah, yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. But that's what every
absolutely.
Yid wants.
That's
I
mean, right.
If
that's
you can't
right.
believe that a Yid can't want
that's
that.
Right.
That's right. That's why it always bothers me with Avraham Avinu. Like, we give him a lot of credit, of mm-hmm. course, but they were born with neshamas that were in a different place than ours.
Right. I just think that what you're taking as like as absolute truth and you know, I think that this would be a chiddush for a lot of people. The relevance of Hamachlif Shor B'Chamor. Right, perhaps, yeah. Or anybody who's not, then Cohen. But I think that anybody, most of the people who you will tell them, I can get into a discussion I have many times of this question of what is the relevance of Hamachlif Shor B'Chamor in my life? Why am I learning Baba Kama 10th grade? You know, what does that have to do with me? And it's really more of a mindset. It's really more of a mindset that the neshama of halacha is that even this is relevant to my life, and even though it may not be practical, although it is for a person who's in Choshen Mishpat, everything is practical, but the mindset is very practical. And there's many reasons why we learn Hamachlif Shor B'Chamor with children, even though it's not so practical, in terms of the lumdis that a person is able to acquire, and yeah, how to think, and the Orshal Torah, which is even more than that, and the Yagi and the Sugyas.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's always a good point. That's mitzad one aspect of halacha. The other aspect, I don't remember where it was anymore. I'm sorry.
At all. It's evolution.
Evolution. Yeah, I've had to do with the Or Shel Torah.
It was the seeing through the.
What was your point again? Yeah.
Seeing through the person to the ruchnius. You go through the day, you see through the story, see through your job to find the ruchnius.
Yeah.
It's not just paskening halacha on the material, it's seeing it as spiritual.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember. We'll go to this next point, though. Is that it comes out like this. The fact, if I ask somebody, what's Torah? No. Shmuel, what's Torah?
Yidia.
Okay, Menachem.
It's
Rotan of Hashem. It's Hashem, Josh. You come every day. You come to Shul, right? You're learning Torah, right? You open up a sefer. You're learning something. What is it teaching you?
Okay, it's different than what it is.
No? Okay, yeah. What are you learning from Torah every day?
Hashem.
That's a very high answer. Wait. You know Hashem better today than you knew yesterday from learning?
Obviously not, because it's infinity. But I'm saying
no, even if it's infinity, you can know Hashem better today than yesterday.
Yes.
It's
you.
Yeah? Yeah.
You walked away concrete. You could tell me that you know Hashem better today than you knew yesterday.
It's the Or Hashem. It's hidden in Torah.
Okay. You're ready.
The practical guidebook.
I would say like that. I would go with Chaim. You guys are.
We learned a few.
He knows he's getting set up. He's setting the whole thing up. He knows he's going the other way.
How do we come to year and Ava? That's what it's about.
There's no
That's
question.
I'm not saying what it's about. I'm saying if you had to touch up if you had to write over your experience, your journal of what Torah is. The first thing that I would say about Torah is this: the Torah is the explanation of Targum Mitzvahs. That's it. No, open up a Gemara, open up a Shulchan Aruch.
Oh, yeah, we're early. That's why we did 1:30. That was why 1:30 is a good move. 30 minutes of vacuum-free learning. Now we're ready to roll. Now, once the vacuum turns on, right. That's it. All it blocks out all the outside forces.
Yeah. That's what the Schreifer does. You know, right. The Schreifer.
Just blind.
I would say the Torah is the explanation of mitzvahs. Yossi? No.
Yeah.
No? There's Ava, there's Yira. That's also mitzvahs.
It's too narrow.
It's the explanation of mitzvahs. Why is that so narrow?
Because it's very niggly.
Why is it so narrow?
It goes back to Rashi's question. Well, then why don't we start the Torah with Rosh Chodesh? Because it's not about just the mitzvahs.
Okay, so then what's the answer? What's Rashi's answer?
There's a lot of answers.
What's Rashi's answer?
Rashi's answer to tell the world.
That Hashem is the world.
Don't mess with Jewish people.
Now it's such lamdanim. You learn Rashi that way. Rashi says the reason why the Torah begins the way that it does is to teach you that Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Jewish people.
Don't mess with the Jews.
So everybody seems to be agree unanimously. Rashi's not saying that. Rashi's telling you that Hashem runs the world. It's a very chassidish way to learn that Rashi. You will not get away with that in many yeshivas to say that that's what Rashi is saying. That Hashem runs the world. And if the Torah began with the Chodesh Elohim, you wouldn't know that?
No, but that's a different. Then again, it's a different point. It's a guide. Then it's 100. This is, you have 613 mitzvahs. Here's your rule book, and go figure out what you got to learn. But this week we're doing the Akedah and Lot and all the stuff. There's nothing to do with any mitzvahs, so it can't just be a guidebook or a rule book. And your definition before you hear when you're at work, it can't just be a book. It's more than that. It has to be much more expansive than just a
definition. The mitzvah seems to be just a shot, right?
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, but this rem is to explain mitzvahs. This is drushim on mitzvahs. Okay. I think what you're saying is as follows. You're saying very good. You're saying a very good mahalach coming through the first rash, Kodesh Elohim. Excellent. I would much agree to that. Say it like this. The fact that Torah explains mitzvahs is not Torah in its Kisei HaKavod. Because mitzvahs is the inyan in Olam Hazeh. There's no mitzvahs in Olam Haba. You come to the next world, Chazal say, Chafshi mina mitzvahs. There's no mitzvahs up there. The fact that Hashem allows Torah to be what we use to explain mitzvahs is like Olam Haba coming down to Olam Hazeh, and the Torah is saying, this is not really what I should be used for. But, because you have something called mitzvahs in this world, allow me to explain to you what mitzvahs are all about. But that's not what Torah is all about. Torah is not only about, or not be'ikr about the explanation of mitzvahs. For Haraya, Rashi says, it should have began with the Chodesh Elohim, if that's what Torah was about. Why do we have all these stories about the Avos HaKadoshim? We have more psukim about stories, maybe, or about something other than mitzvahs, than we have mitzvahs. There's 613 mitzvahs. How many psukim in the Torah talk about mitzvahs? Even you can tell me that sometimes sometimes many of the psukim are just words. It's not even psukim which dedicate the mitzvahs. You can probably count 1,000 words in the Torah which talk about mitzvahs.
Right. Mitzvahs themselves aren't even spelled out.
Right. Much more the Torah is talking about something else. What Torah is, be'ikr, like we said, Torah is a hasagah of Hashem. Hashem said, you want to know me? Gotta come to the Torah. And the tachlis of all mitzvahs is there's one mitzvah in the center of the entire Torah, which is koil of all mitzvahs in Torah, which is really considered to be Torah itself. Shpitz Torah. What is that? Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Which is why Chazal tell us Torah Tzivolanu Moshe Marasha Kilas Yaakov Torah's Gematria 611. Moshe taught us 611 mitzvahs. We're missing two. What are those mitzvahs? Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Lo Yelecha, which is really one. That Hashem taught us himself. Why? Because that's called Torah. That's indispensable. You can't have anybody teach you about Hashem other than Hashem himself. Which means Torah is an interaction with the Kadosh Baruch Hu directly. And if there's an intermediary between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't say that that's Torah b'tarasa. That's called mitzvahs. Moshe taught us mitzvahs. Moshe himself was zeichet the Torah because he directly interacted with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshe had 613 Torahs. But he gave over to Bnei Yisrael 611 mitzvahs. So mitzvahs and Torah is the relationship between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. And in the same way that Torah goes down to explain mitzvahs, a Rebbe has to come down to explain Torah to his Talmidim. That's what Har Sinai was. Hashem came down and explained Torah to Klai Yisrael. Every time Hashem interacts with, he has to come down, so to speak. Of course, he can raise us up, and that's a discussion. But there's an inyan in Torah that in the same way that Torah goes down to teach mitzvahs, so we also go down. But when Torah goes down to explain mitzvahs, understand that that's how Torah functions in this lower world. But since Torah is bigger in the next world, and the next world has nothing to do with mitzvahs, it's called chafshi mina mitzvahs, so memela, that's Torah b'taharasa. And that's Gan Eden. Gan Eden is a dogma of what Olam Haba is like in this world. There was nothing to do in the Gan. There was only the Avdol Shamra. Chazal say mitzvah sase, mitzvah leis sase. But we know Adamar only had one mitzvah. So what was the mitzvah sase? What was the mitzvah leis sase? So the pashup shot in the mitzvah sase and leis sase is what? Oh, that's the pshat, that's the drush, very good. But the pashup shot would be as follows. He had a mitzvah sase and a mitzvah leis sase. The leis sase was what? Don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. The mitzvah sase was what? Mikol Eitz Hagan, achol tachel, eat from all the trees. So he had an asay and a leis sase. But this is really what Hashem, this is the Avdol Shamra. And the Eitz HaDa'as was like, well, this was the test of Anamarisha, don't eat from the tree. Imagine if we had a similar situation, right? Went to the backyard of Esh Kodesh and there was an orchard there, and Hashem said, you can eat from all the trees except for this one, don't eat it. That's what Rabbi Weinberger said, right? Eat from all the trees, don't eat from this tree. So this is a joke. This is what it means to be an Esh Kodesh. This is what it means to be an Aliyah and Esh Kodesh, to, what trees to eat, for trees not to eat. You can't read Bereishis Pashup Shah. There's no Pashup Shah in Parashat Bereishis. No Pashup Shah. Of course, there is a Pashup Shah, but it's... We can't even begin to understand who Adam Rishon was. Yitzir Kavosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramchal and Chazal say that everything had a Yerida when Adam Rishon was Chote. That means that Adam's Daga went down and the Behemoth's Daga went down. So it used to be that the Behemoth was under Adam, yeah? When Adam was Chote, he went down to the Daga of Behemoth. We're like Behemoths now. That's what we are. We resemble the Behemoths in the God. that's where what's it called comes from? All the kfiras come from. The man is a behemoth. All that comes from. It comes from a pretty mystical place. The taina is like, you think you're not a behemoth? You're a behemoth. You're a behemoth from the gun. That's what it is. A behemoth from the gun. Everything has a pretty mystical shayish. Of course, there's more to that also. But the real of the lashamra is anay cheshem alokecha lo yilecha. That was the only mitzvah in gun. Why? Because the gun resembled Elam Havan, Elam Hazeh. In Elam Hazeh, there's many mitzvahs. In Elam Havan, there's only one. That's called Hasagas Alokos. That's called Anechi Shem Alokecha Lo Yilecha. Ari Mandel, you there? We were talking about Hasagas of Alokos. Chachma El Yoina, Chachma Tata. Chachma El Yoina. Chachma El Yoina.
Yeah.
Chachma El Yoina is Hasagas Alokos, right?
Just drive.
Yeah.
Just drive. Look at the road. Don't worry about it. We got you. Look at the road.
He's on his way to Lakewood now.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
See, Josh. Oh, Josh isn't here anymore. See,
Josh.
You lost Josh.
Josh.
Even Lakewood is listening in.
100%.
So why isn't that Hasaga flying off the page of every single daf?
You gotta fight for that.
Why aren't we?
You gotta fight for that.
That's the idea.
It's not open to everybody.
Rebbe, I was thinking about that. That was just when Rebbe asked a while ago about, does learning Torah today make you better than yesterday? I was thinking it brings you towards a little bit of a more clearer, into that realm of Hasaga Selik. Closer towards that, the right. Sweetness of the Torah, the Ahava of the Torah.
Very good, exactly. Hasagas Elokos, in the day to day in which we grow, that's what I was pushing you, Josh, on, was that you can't say, you can't tell day to day how you grow in Hasagas Elokos. Because Hasagas Elokos is something which is neshama related, and only in neshama the person can actually be margish. New Hasagas, and how more neshama that he's coming. The only way that it manifests itself in the guf, which is where we operate in this Gufnistika world, on the Daga which we are, everybody except Ben, is Ahava and Yira. Ahava and Yira. Ahava and Yira are considered to be, the Zohar calls them, the Rashi Mitzvah Saseh and Loi Saseh. So we go like this. Anaycha Shem Alokecha L'yelecha, that's the Nekuda or the Ems of the Gan. That's called the Yetz Chaim of the Gan. And there are trees which are like surrounding the Yetz Chaim, which are considered to be like, where the Eitz HaChaim is like sharing its peiros with it, so to speak. Ahava and Yira are the kelim, the human manifestations, which allow us to understand if we're growing in Hasagas Elokos or not growing in Hasagas Elokos. So even though, Josh, I might not be able to sit here and philosophically explain to you why I have a better Hasagas Elokos, philosophical is not considered to be an accomplishment in Hasagas Elokos, because this mind was not created for Hasagas Elokos. It was created, like if Hasagas Elokos wants to go down and do a chesed to the guf and to the seichel to allow you to have some concrete understanding of the Eibishter, okay, so then you were marviach some type of physical understanding of Elokos, which is really just a huge symptom of what Elokos is all about. We're talking about something which is Ein Sof.
How does it get in?
Hmm?
How does it get in? How does the Or get in? Through what channel?
The interaction that I as a neshama have with the Or of Elokos, the back and forth which takes place between these iris,
from the mind, from the mouth,
from the neshama. What do you mean? There is a process of, let's say, talking Divrei Torah and digesting Divrei Torah in the mind. But the ikra is that a person sits down in front of a sefer or whatever he's doing, and he applies himself to the entire lishma. This is something which happens. The person doesn't need to know how the process happens. Like if you go to a car wash, yeah, and you give your guy your car, you don't need to know like what's going on behind the scenes. It's always fun to know, but you don't need to know. You, whatever it is, we do so many processes every day. We use phones, everything. everything. You don't need to ask the person who made it how it works before you do it. No, you just know that it makes results.
I'm asking for a reason, because there is... Is there Rabbi Nachman who says that that there's a certain mile in just reading Torah out loud? Is that Rabbi Nachman who says that? I'm saying I don't remember where I saw this, but there's
Tani says you're not yotze if you don't say the words.
I mean, like, there's one... I saw somewhere that Derech Aminu, which is saying the words.
Chaim, Haim, and the Maitzim, and
so there's
Dag of Chaim.
So then there's... I can see two people sitting in front of a sefer, and one person saying, I got to say the words, and that's one person saying, I can't go on. I got a mom, she's like, why say Tehillim for? I got to get my head on it. So I understand what you're saying, which is, it doesn't really matter. What really matters is your kavana. Yeah. But I guess I'm asking that even if your kavana is right, there's still a method, or maybe there isn't a method, that says it's dibur, it's moach, it's something that is really the primary vehicle.
Yeah.
Assuming you have the right kavanas and it's...
Right. So you have to know always what Chazal mean. They're very precise to each other and they're written very cryptically. And they give etzas and like how to learn Torah criteria, b'chulei, whether or not they're talking the world of Seichel HaTorah or Hizkalos HaTorah of Derech Mishalem. Most of the etzas which are given, most of the etzas are B'derech HaSeichel. So for example, they can be understood too B'derech Neshama. So for example, let's say the Chazal say, Cherev El-Abadim, a person needs to have a chavrusa. I personally like to learn without a chavrusa. Many people like that also. So does that mean to say that which the Gemara says, cherev elabadim, you know, you're done with. Chop off your head if you're not learning with a chavrusa. What do you mean? I have better hasagas in learning when I learn by myself. So, and does that mean to say that this a person who's by himself, he's toast? No. I have to know who it applies to, when it applies to. Is it talking about the seichel of Torah? Talking about the neshama of Torah? The way by the tzaddikim was as follows, by the chassidish tzaddikim was as follows, the ikar was as follows. The ikar in Liman HaTayr is the kavana, and the hasaga. If it's going to shter, and Chazal present etzas, but they're not chiyuvim, they're etzas. If you see that the etza works for you, and it brings you to a place of more ava and more yira, and you're having more hasagas alakus, and again when we say hasagas alakus, it doesn't mean that I can see the hasagas, I can feel the hasagas. But you feel like you have a bigger hasaga de Eibishta. And the way that you're learning Torah, the methodology and the etzas which you're using, it works for you. Whether it means saying it out loud or whatever it is, keep it going. If not, don't. I find personally that when I sit by a sefer and I say it out loud, I don't have the right hasaga. It doesn't work for me. So then I'm not mekabel it upon myself. Maybe there will be times during the day that I'll do it to be mekayem din, you know what Chazal say. But it wasn't given over as a Shulchan Aruch. It was given over to know how and what and when. But the ikar is that if a person sees hatzlacha and it works, of course you could try other things. You could try, but not everything is going to work for each person. And always important to know the following question. Is this talking about the seichel in Torah, or hasaga in Torah, or both? Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
So what about the concept of amilas for Torah? Which means, circle like yigir, it's a fancy way of saying yigir.
So the Iker Yegiyah that we're used to and which we talk about is Torah, not b'derech hasaga, but b'derech l'havin or l'haskel l'shmur l'lumor l'lamed. Like when you sit by the Sefer, I would say Yegiyah is as follows. When you're sitting in front of the Sefer, we spoke about this last time, the only thing which exists right now is this. That's a tremendous Yegiyah, because you have to be mitzamsim your seichel and put yourself, a mashkir yourself, kulo into the Torah which you're learning. That's the Iker Yegiyah. Complete application, total application of self. And that means that a person is mafresh and mavdal himself when he sits bound by a sefer. That's what it means to be koveya himself entire. Kfiyas means that you're koveya yourself in the makam, and then you're misatim yourself with tayr. Because if you have other distractions like a chatzitza and you can't be misatim with tayr, that would be biderech seichel. Biderech iskalas atayra, biderech hasagas atayra, neshama digatayra. Again, amelis is not limited to sitting by the sefer. The more that a person is mekadesh himself be'ikr, and this is the main point, mekadesh himself be'ikr and shmiras habris, that's considered to be the ikr yigi entire.
Always comes back to
shmiras habris and kedusha is the ikr inyan in hiskala satire, in hasagas entire. And that's what Chazal say yisurin. It's yisurin when you're walking down the street and you have to look the other way when there's something you want to look at. That's yisurin. But guess what? That's called yisurin entire. It's called yisurin. Because if a person, Torah is an Olam Haba, and if a person wants to have Olam Hazan and Olam Haba together, it's a bit of a steer. again, it's not a steer in the sense that Torah is explains mitzvahs. Oh, if you're only interested in Torah explaining mitzvahs, that can work. You don't have to be miyasi yourself so much. You can have, like you're describing Menachem, I'm here listening to Torah. Sit down by the sefer, completely apply yourself, mashkir yourself, and you'll have a seichel in Torah. You'll be able to explain how Torah explains mitzvahs, because that's called Torah in Olam Hazeh. And you're interested in Olam Hazeh, okay. But if a person wants to be zeichel to Torah, which is an Olam Habadik Torah, Hasagas of Elokus in Torah, it requires a person to elevate himself into the Darag of Kedusha. Kedusha is Olam Haba. That he sees himself walking in this world as a playground of Olam Haba. That's called Yisurin, because a person has to be miyasher himself from the life which he's used to, which he thinks is life. Like if life means going to Lama Rei, and now he's like, wait a second, somebody told me that there's something called the Sagas of Elokus. That's having a life like that. It doesn't mean that a person can't go always, you know. Having a life like that, living that type of a life, that lifestyle contradicts Olam Haba.
Is that Bris or is that Taiva?
So Bris is a code word which doesn't only apply to Arayas. Shmiras or Bris is a term which is used to mean Taivas Olam Hazeh. All Taivas Olam Hazeh.
Is that right? When you hear Shmiras or Bris, it doesn't mean Shmiras or Bris just in Arayas alone.
No. But Chassidim, it means the term Impinus of Taivas, Shmiras or Bris refers to all Taivas of this world. And the reason why it's referred to Shmiras or Bris is because the Iker Taiva that Rabbi Nachman says in this world is Taivas Arayas. That's the Iker Taiva. So, Mamelo, if a person can be kovish that, he's good in other things as well.
Just to kovish your desire for this world.
Correct.
That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Which then makes sense, because then now you don't live in this world, so even though you're walking around in this world, so that's the Rudonasi with his finger that says, I know it looks like I was living in this world, but I was kovish my yetzer for everything.
That's it.
Didn't we say in the summertime that you don't view it as Yisurim because...
Eternally.
Correct. You don't see it as Yisurim because
you're... Yisurim.
That's right. But it is Yisurim because it's Yisurim Shel Ava, and that because you're moving to a new place, let's say a person has to move houses, yeah? He's moving from here to Eretz Yisrael. There's Yisurim which come along with that. But you're happy to... You accept those Yisurim because you have a goal in mind. You're moving to a new place. You've accepted. So therefore, Shmiras HaBris... Shmiras HaBris goes like this. A healthy person has a cheshek to be koivish. He has a cheshek for greatness, yeah? A healthy person has desires to be great. To be great means to be kovish. That's what it means. To be great means to be a kovish. Person has to choose what he wants to be kovish in this world, and his greatness will be determined how much he's kovish, right? Should I bring in Tom Brady? Is that allowed? It's been a long time.
I would be so honored if you did.
Yeah?
He moved teams, by the way, just letting you know.
I keep
you posted.
Right, thank you. Yeah.
He's still killing it. It's a whole other story to itself. There's a Torah that we don't have to go back. Coaches play. It's just, this Torah is the up on Torah. This is the Chitonius of Pneumius over here.
Wow. Okay.
But please continue with where you were going. I don't want to.
I don't want to stop your train of thought
as you delve into Tom Brady. If I called you Yalka Rubani, you can go to Tom Brady together with you.
Very good. A person's hatzlacha will be determined by the degree in how much he wants to be kovish. He wants to be kovish. Every person is a kovish. Chazal divin etzah. If you really want to be a real kovish is yitzah. That's real cliche. Where do we see that a person is a kovish? The Torah says so in Parshas Bereishis. Uridugu bidgas hayam. How does it go? V'chivshuha. That a person is a conqueror. And there are people who were really meant very real and serious about being conquerors, they conquered. They conquered empires. They came to the top and they conquered. But not everybody has desires to conquer like that. A healthy person wants to conquer. He doesn't even have to conquer other people. Doesn't have to be an achzar, but he wants to conquer. Whether it's a miktsaya in chachma, whatever it is, a healthy person has a desire to be a kodesh, and a person's greatness is measured by his desire to be a kodesh. A kodesh as yitzray means that he allows his desire for olam haba to be kodesh as olam hazeh. His desire to be a ben olam haba is kodesh as olam hazeh. That's what it is. It doesn't mean that a person has to squash his desire to be a Koivish in this world. He has higher hasagas of what it means to be a Koivish. We don't expect the person to be a Bin Adam Haba by breaking him down, by building him up, and then by just pointing him in the right direction and how to use the Koyach of Kvisha that he's been granted, to what to be Koivish, what it is that he should be Koivish. I have no idea where I'm going with this.
It's tremendous. I mean, wherever you want to be going with it, I think it's absolutely tremendous.
Because there was a direction. I heard Tom Brady, and then I
went
off. Yeah, I lost myself.
The Neshama of Torah is based on being Kovish. The success, the degree of success that you can have in Torah.
Yeah, the Bris. The Kibish of this.
That's right. That's right. So a person wants to be Zeich Be'emes to Torah. The Yisurim, which Chazal are talking about to be Zeich, is not Yisurim like, you know, I have to like pinch myself, mutilate myself. No. We have a lot of Krisha and Yisurim which just comes from getting ourselves out of the pleasures of this world.
Just be more specific, the
Or
of
Torah. The Hasagas of Torah, the Or of Torah, the real what Torah is, requires a different definition of what it means, Yigiyah.
We're talking about two different things here. I want to make sure we can create the fill-up here. One is the focus of your desire to be Kovesh, and one is the degree of which you're willing to push yourself.
What's the difference? Right?
One is, I want to be Kovesh so badly that on a scale of 1 being I sleep in bed and 100 being I work 24/7, I am a 75 of the desire to Kovesh. That's Aleph. Beis is...
Whatever it is in my life, you said. Whatever it is.
In the desire, at 75, the laser beam now has to be focused on something. So one is how much I want to win, and the second thing is in what area do I want
That's
to win.
That's right. That's right.
So which area is the area of Hatzlacha, Aleph or Beis? Is it the degree? Meaning, let's assume, because that can connect to Ratzon. Let's assume a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, man, this guy really wants to win the Super Bowl. But say it. His Hatzlacha in the Super Bowl is based on his desire to be Kodesh. It's not going to get him. What are you going to get for winning the Super Bowl? Like, you're going to... But at the end of the day, like, it's a Nebuch. Right. He wants to win the Super Bowl with all of the Koyches that I give him. All he aspires to in life is to win a game. But he understands the trick, that the desire to be Kovesh is critical. So it's really two different things.
Right.
And then there's one thing on top of that, which is the actual Hatzlacha. Because if you layer another layer, which is, what if HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at a Jew and says, I am desiring so badly to be Kovesh Baba Kama, the Abish really didn't give him such tremendous kalim for that. That's really right. It's very limited kalim. But the Abish looks down and goes, it doesn't matter that you understand this. Yeah. You can't read a ksais, but who cares? We can. Your aura is coming into you, not because that's you're right. Actually be matzliach in Baba Kama, it's because your desire for it is what I'm judging you for.
That's right. Uh-huh. That's why we say that if a person will apply himself and learn Torah Lishma, he'll have a psichas achachma too, meaning a person will only go so long struggling in Torah that if he's sincere, that the Torah will open itself up to him. Because the ikar of the two, of these two bechinas and limud ha-Torah, the ikar is the or. And secondary is the seichel. So if a person is applying himself the shema dahanu for the or, and if not, he's not getting so kabbat, then is he the better laymid, is he how much seichel he has, eventually the neshama of Torah will have rachmanis on the seichel shal Torah, and it'll open up
that's
the seichel too. That's the way. That's why it works that way.
Very
understand good. Why the system and how it works.
That's what he was getting at. Oh.
Exactly. And that's the whole reason we have the pshat that the Malach that teaches you everything beforehand as well.
What do you mean? That's
because you already have it.
Oh, well, you already have. I'm not saying that pshat. I'm not saying. We're saying different pshat right now. I think you're saying what I'm hearing from you right now is that
you said the Torah opens up for you.
Yeah. Oh, because you already know.
You already have it.
Okay. Maybe, yeah. That's a hezbra on top of that. Yeah. But even I don't even. Okay. Naniach that. But the Iker Nakuda was like this, is that being that the neshama, to be masik the neshama of Torah, the or of Torah, is the Iker Liman HaTorah. If a person has the Iker, he'll be zeichet to the Tafel too. And then he'll be zeichet to the Seichel Shal Torah. Happens is that if a person starts to be nisga'eh, in let's say the Torah which he knows, he's caught off in the or of Torah. And that's that. And in Pimis of Torah, that's not called a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham in Niglas HaTorah is measured by how much Torah he knows. And Pimis is measured by how much or he has in his Torah.
Very good. Very
that's
good.
The difference.
Very is that good. What source in the Ratzon?
Very good. Yes.
Huh?
He's cutting up Hashem.
Is it in the
rutzah?
Or is it in the
Yigiyah? Is it in the rutzah or in the Yigiyah? Well, usually, I present the Yigiyah as an expression of how much rutzah you have.
Every word is like a little jilt of love.
Because they're really, you can't have one without the other.
It's not just the desire, it's the action on the desire.
So this is what he was saying. Shai was saying this. There's many things in this world that a person can choose to apply himself in. The goal is to apply himself to Hasagas HaLakos Tatar. That is a very difficult thing to get a person to do in a world of so many choices. That's Hatzlacha number one. Now, after a person, and again, it doesn't have to be in this order, but let's say let's follow this order. A person, if finally he's Zaycha, that he realizes and he appreciates what means this world, and he says, I have a Ratzon to have a lokos, to be have a sagas on fire. How much ratzon do you have in the scale of 0 to 100? You 10, you 15, you 20? Are you 75? So not we have to now have the right direction, right? You have to be going on the right kvish, yeah, kovish, kvish, and then you have to put your foot, you have to put the metal to the pedal to the metal and go full throttle. Those are two, that we're breaking down the process in two components now. For some people, finding the right direction will be harder, and for some people, putting the pedal to the metal to the pedal to the metal will be harder. Yeah. Some people are gifted with a desire to be kayvish, and it's very hard for them to have to change direction and start going to alokos. Because for other people, they're gifted with like a certain tia towards alokos, but they feel like they're on low mutzlach, and they don't have any desires to be a kayvish.
The reason why this method is so powerful is the following: because if you're a zachar, let's say, if you live in a world of, let's say a person happens to be more have the zachar mentality. A zachar is a koyvish. You live in a world and everything is you can't do it. So you're using I don't know why you're looking.
Because 2 years ago we started this, 2 years ago, the term you used for that was alpha male.
Yeah, I was going to.
Right?
Yeah.
Now and now he's calling it zachar.
It's amazing what you can do to one person. Yeah. The cure that can take place is unbelievable. The Zucker man, the Alpha Zucker, right? The Zucker wants to be a Kodesh. But when you live in the world, it's easy to think that what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to do is to frustrate the Kvisha that is within you. Don't look, don't touch, don't strive.
Right.
Right? The idea that the world is a garden for everybody except for the firm Jew.
Right.
He's spending most of his life in the world of discipline.
Right.
Because he's got to say no to everything in the world.
Right.
Until he realizes that he not only has to not kaivish, he has to kaivish even more. Right. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, just don't settle right. for this little kleinigkeit over here.
Right.
Lift your eyes and take right. all that zachar that I gave you
right.
and just go destroy to get higher.
That's right.
And if you don't see it that way, which a lot of men don't.
A lot.
You just see that every time I have my natural desire to accumulate, everywhere like I go,
squashing
me, and right. don't do this, and you can't right. be a human being, and you can't look, and I can't eat, right. everything is I can't.
But really, when the Torah is just pointing you in the right direction.
Yeah, they're just saying, no, that's be right. that way,
right.
but just set your sights higher.
Right.
And by the way, and for a real Zucker, if he understood that, he'd be like, I'm not looking at that. Because, you know, I don't need that. Like, the minute a Zucker hops, that I have the next Super Bowl to win, he on his own doesn't want to, like, he does. Yeah. I mean, let's go back to Tom Brady. Tom Brady, no one has to tell Tom Brady not to eat hamburgers because he has bigger hasagas. So as soon as you get to it, you become an Ubermensch, you go, hamburgers? Like, I'm not even fighting hamburgers. I'm playing at the level of National Super Bowl. So it's just a question of saying, stoke the fire being a zachar, but just keep on elevating the goal. And that's a so much more healthier method than no.
Yeah.
That's
Chassidus.
It's bigger even. It's bigger than Chassidus. No, am I wrong?
No, it's not just limited to Chassidus, but that's something that Chassidus emphasizes.
It's Sephardism. It's
not what Shabbos is. We don't look at the things we can't do.
Shabbos, you're saying?
Yeah, we don't look at the things we can't
do. Shabbos,
we don't feel inhibited by Shabbos.
You're right.
People that don't keep it.
Many people feel very inhibited by Shabbos.
No, but I'm hearing you. But I'm saying that Shabbos doesn't have that kaivishness to it.
Good example.
Shabbos has the menucha difference, where you feel like I'm lost in the world. It's like malchus. Like I don't have anything. Hashem.
I hear you.
The 6 days of the week, there's this like step up. But when you go out in the world, everything where a from Jew turns, he hears, relax. Don't really, you don't have to make it in work. When did you learn? You know, like everywhere you turn in the Olam Hazeh of a from Jew, there's always like, calm down, right? Except if you're sitting in the Beis Medrash, then you hear, you know, all the messages of, if you leave the Beis Medrash, every message is, or many messages we hear, if once you're out of the Beis Medrash is, less. And this is a totally different Mahalik. And it's not, I'm saying that like, but the Mahalik here is really a, it's semantics, but it's not just semantics. It's the alignment of who you are, right? It's a perspective. You align who you are. You just align who you are with a more loftier purpose.
This may be why they couldn't even get rid of the Yitzhak Harva, right? They wanted to get rid of the Yitzhak Harva. You need that power, that energy to be able to.
Yeah, and it allows you to fight things.
The koyach, the drive that a person has in this world for hatzlacha, comes from the Yitzhak Harva. That's right, it says, b'chol levavcha, you have to serve Hashem with the Yitzhak Tov, Yitzhak Harva. You can even say that Yitzhak Tov means
Malchus.
To be, well, what you did, you broke it down into two, very clearly into two parts. There's like know what to strive for, and then how much to strive for it. The Yetzer Tov is what to strive for, and what you get from the Yetzer Hara is how much you strive for it. So as much as you're Kovish Yetzer Hara, you're now by being Kovish Yetzer Hara, you're taking that energy, which is trying to distract you in other places. You're Kovish it, that's why it's called Kovish it. You're Kovish it, and now it's now yours to be able to apply it in the right direction.
That makes sense why the Rishon in Torah had so much potential, like Isa. That desire is so much stronger.
That's why every Kedusha Rebbe has a story when he was 4 years old and he was mamish like terrorizing the place. Because he had all his kaitas, but he was four.
That's what we're saying. There are people that it's very easy for them to make the right choice, but it's hard for them to have the ratzon. There's people that it's very hard for them to make the right choice, but they have tons of ratzon. Those are the Rishon. Those are usually the Rishon. They have tons and tons, kovish, and unless they get it straight, they're going to be kovish, terrible things are going to be kovish.
There you go.
And it's hard for them to just channel, but you find those Balei Tshuvas, they're on fire as soon as you could turn them in the right direction.
Yeah,
you
can start them.
From a physical level, like now is like the highest Yetzer Hara in history. From the physical standpoint, the greatest technological advances of all time, it's all because it's such powers now that just if you put it in the right places, you could conquer big things.
Yeah.
So it should Alpha's Kamakam for
the Torah.
It should be able to get to those. Maybe that's why they say before Mashiach comes. And the Vias comes back because you're back to that level of that higher Yetzer Hara. Channels right, you can get
there. You go. That's what's going to happen. When the Yetzer Hara will stop making machlekas with the Yetzer Tov, and the Yetzer Hara will be molded to the Yetzer Tov and say, "This is what's right to do in this world." And the Yetzer Hara will now say, "You can use my koyches. I'm molded to you to the emes. You can use my koyches now." That you're going to have this perfect balance now of the Yetzer HaTov. You know where to apply yourself with the koyches of the Yetzer Hara, which is how much pedal to the metal apply yourself.
Can I go one step further maybe? I don't know if it's further or backwards. I can't tell. You'll tell me. The raya that you can be koyvish with Taiva is the level of your Yetzer Hara. So therefore, when someone has the Yetzer Hara, he's not evil. He's not the proof that he's pasul. This is a Ben Cohen one. When a person has a Yetzer Hara, he's not proof that he's pasul. It's proof that he has kaiches.
That's right. Yeah,
it's
not
like you're
Rabbi
Nachman. That's
Rabbi Nachman's story. He said, give me that atheist that's fighting me over the guy sitting in the corner of the Beis Medrash.
We're in the greatest time ever, because it's not that we walk around like, I wish I were back 500 years ago. The fact that we're living, there's korbans when you live in a time of, but the fact that we're living in such tremendous, that means that the Kodesh Baruch Hu puts into the Bria this tremendous kayak. That as
you
long as it gets to
Sfardi, you're such a chassid.
This is Sfardi stuff, man. Are you kidding me? Alpha male is the this is like when you look at the Zuchers. No, this is a tremendous ending. They're lifting up, exactly. Once the Hasidim and the Sephardi got together, once Europe and Middle East broke down in America and they started meeting each other,
before they have any letters.
Game over. Yeah, exactly. That's why I shouldn't have blonde girls. That's right. So it should have been. To lure the Saudi men out of Syria and have them beat moon catchers. She's trying to bring the Neshamas together.
Okay, Mr. Shem,
tell Josh that was top five.